happening locally. The news.
And it is time for this morning's look, some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. The Trade and Economics Affairs Commission of the National Assembly began on Monday the discussion of the contract between the Panamanian state and the company Minera Panama for the extraction of copper in Donoso in the province of Colón. This moment was one of the most anticipated after a complicated and a controversial negotiation between the two parties. So much so that before the session began in the commission on the outskirts of the assembly, groups for and against the contract had gathered. Members of environmental groups chanted anti-mining slogans, while mine workers showed their support for the project at the same location. The third period of Etel Vina Medianero de Bogadas began as rector of the Autonomous University of Chiriquí, which we know as UNACHI. The teacher took possession of that position for the period of 2023 to 2028 on the morning of this Monday in an act held at the University Centre. The event was attended by around 300 people, teachers, UNACHI officials and students, among others. The government of Laurentino Nito Cortizo was represented by the Vice Minister of Education, Ricardo Sanchez. In her speech, Medianero de Bogadas promised that she will make this vocation and energy available to the university body to lead the institution. She says that she has shown a broad sense of belonging, loyalty and experience. She also mentioned the criticisms and diatribes of her management. She assured that these arise from media campaigns riddled with bad intentions and arguments without legal foundations and lacking leadership. The rector was re-elected for a third term in elections held on April the 26th. In those elections, Medianero de Bogadas competed against Edwin Zamudio, Dean of the Faculty of Humanities, and with Professor Pedro González. The rector obtained 57.64% of the votes. Zamudio got 38.83% of the votes, while González had 4.52% of support, according to UNACHI Superior Elections Tribunal. Etel Vina Bogadas de Medianero has held the position of rector of UNACHI since 2013. She earns $13,891 a month, and her management has been harshly criticized by the students and some administrators after accusing her of nepotism and appointing politicians from the ruling Democratic Revolutionary Party. Deputies from that party, led by Raúl Pineda, promoted the law that re-elected her. The Autonomous University of Chiriquí is one of the houses of higher education in the country, which will benefit the most from the new income and expense budget for next year of 2024. It will have $104 million. And if UNACHI's budget is divided by the number of students, which is about 22,660, each student would cost the state $4,589. Now, this cost is less than the average for a UTP student, which is that of $5,846, but higher than that of the University of Panama. And a student there, well, that fluctuates at around about $3,344. The Budget Commission of the National Assembly began on Monday the budget hearings with the participation of the state entities that will support the budget for the fiscal period of 2024. It corresponded to the National Council of the Saving System and Capitalization of Pensions of Public Servants, which is known as CIACAP. This to be the first entity to present its support of its budget, and that amounts to $1.6 million. Rolando Mejia, Executive Secretary of CIACAP, reported that until July the 31st, the system's equity is $854.9 million. The second entity to support its budget was the National Land Administration Authority, whose recommended budget for next year is $21 million. The Accounts Prosecutor's Office, the Superintendency of Banks, the Superintendency of Stock Market, and the Superintendency of Insurance and Reinsurance also attended this first day. Electronic invoicing is not the future. It's the present in the Panamanian economy, as expressed by the General Director of Revenue, the DGI, Publio de Garcia, who pointed out that the process will be accelerated so that more companies, economic and professional sectors, adopt the system. At the end of August the 15th of this year, the number of users who have adopted electronic invoicing reached 47,974 and is expected to reach 48,400 users in the coming days, reported Leanne Vasquez, head of fiscal invoice of the Directorate General of Income. In the Café con la Prensa forum on electronic invoicing and its importance given the new regulation that was carried out in David in Chiriquí, the director of the DGI, together with Leanne Vasquez and Jenny Hernandez, general manager of EBI, explained the advantages and the benefits of adopting this billing system. Leanne Vasquez explained that the adoption has been progressive, starting with 537 users in 2021, to achieve that 23,159 users joined the system at the end of 2022. And by July the 31st, 46,490 users had been registered, a 101% increase in the number of taxpayers compared to 2022. So far in 2023, 189 electronic billing documents have been issued for a total of $775 million reflected in the transfer tax on movable goods and services, which we know as ITBMS. It was specified that the goal is to achieve this year that 100,000 taxpayers use the system, which has two modalities. Free electronic invoicing, that is for those who have a billing of up to $1 million a year, or 200,000 bills a month. And the modality for taxpayers who have higher billing, who can opt for the services of one of the 20 companies that operate as qualified authorized provider, known as PAC. It is estimated that 80% of all users of electronic invoicing do so free of charge because they are small and medium-sized companies or natural persons, and 20% through the PAC service. Leanne Vasquez recalled that according to Law 256 that establishes electronic invoicing, all new single taxpayer registration, RUC, from 2022 must have the electronic invoicing method. Through this route of the new RUC, 4,206 users have been incorporated so far this year, which added to those of last year, and that's reaching 10,500 new users who have this billing method. Only one company presented its economic proposal on the 18th of August in the public tender for the best value for Christmas lighting this year, 2023, in parks and public spaces in the capital. This is the company Disoroca Group SA, which submitted an offer of $3.2 million, much higher than the reference price established by the municipality of Panama, which is $2.9 million. Now the process will pass into the hands of the Evaluation Commission that will analyse with the documentation presented by the company. On June the 13th, the Municipal Council of Panama gave the mayor of the Panama District, José Luis Fábrega, the green light to begin the selection process for the contractor for the Christmas lighting of parks and public spaces. Last year, this project received criticism because the lighting presented serious deficiencies in the parks where it was installed. At that time, the cost of lighting was the same, and that's $2.9 million, and it was awarded to the company Contraseña S.A. The Panamanian Gianna Woodruff advanced to the semi-finals of the World Athletics Championships, which have taken place in Budapest, Hungary, by finishing in third position in her heat of the 400-metre hurdles. Woodruff registered 55.31 seconds in the second heat of the speciality, being surpassed by the Jamaican Genevieve Russell, who dominated with a time of 54.53, and the American Anna Cockrell, who occupied the second position with 54.68. The first four places of the five scheduled heats and the next four best times of the entire tie qualify for the semi-finals. Now, the semi-final test will take place this Tuesday, the 22nd of August, at approximately 1:25 in the afternoon Panama time. In the general classification for the semi-finals, Woodruff was placed in the position according to data from the International Athletics Federation. Woodruff will compete this Tuesday in the first qualifying series of the semi-finals. In this stage, the best two of each of the three qualifying series and the two best times of the remaining competitors qualify for the final. And lastly, the Institute of Meteorology and Hydrology at Panama, the IMHPA, issued a surveillance notice which will be enforced until 7 p.m. this Wednesday, August the 23rd. This is due to the incursion into the region of Tropical Storm Franklin. According to the entity, the areas that are under warning are the Pacific Slope, maritime areas of the Pacific, Central and Western Caribbean, and the Central Mountain Range. The IMHPA reported that the storm is developing through the Caribbean Basin in a west-northwest direction, and that by Tuesday it is projected to head north, distancing itself from the country. However, it will be generating indirect effects such as strengthening low pressures near Panama and generating favourable wind flows for abundant rains, the IMHPA pointed out. For its part, the National Civil Protection System, CINAPROC, recommended that the population be careful with river floods, soil saturation causing some landslides, and not to try to cross water currents. Yes, in other words, with these rivers, do be careful. Sadly, we've heard too many stories of people being swept away. Well, that's it. There's our look for this morning. Those are some of the stories here in the local news compiled for you on this morning's breakfast show.